I have managed to secure exclusive rights to a block of villas in one of the hottest up-and-coming regions in my current home country, Panama. Join me Saturday, May 4th at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for our special presentation called Investors Workshop, Capitalizing on the Globally Recognized Resort Brand Coming to Panama. We will discuss how the tourism landscape in this region will change rapidly upon the public announcement of this project, and how I have secured the rights for my clients to capitalize on this opportunity before anyone else. Thanks to my connections in the region, I have negotiated pricing that front runs everyone else. Think early, early bird pricing. From gourmet restaurants to vibrant clubs, poolside activities, and even live bands, this resort is going to pump some serious life into the region. But this isn't what excites me or what should excite you either. The exciting part is that these world-class amenities and top brand will attract tens of thousands of tourists. Tourists who will fork over top dollar to stay at our investment properties. Register free at expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for this free real estate workshop. See you on May 4th at 10 a.m. Central Time. That's 11 a.m. Eastern Time, go to expatmoney.com/webinar.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup, and this is the Expat Money Show. Today, what I want to do is share with you guys some of the videos and clips from our recent trip to Panama. We had tons of private clients, hub members, and other people come to join us for my birthday party, for my 41st birthday party here in Panama. And a team member of mine, Mark Clare, went out and he asked everybody how the trip has been, what their expat journey has been like, how it has been working with me and with my company, Expat Money. And there is a lot of insights in today's episode. And I hope you guys really, really enjoy it. If you guys want to come on a future trip or come to one of the birthday parties or conferences or masterminds that we do, then you can go to expatmoney.com and on the header menu, go to events and see all the upcoming trips and activities that we have going on. Expatmoney.com, make sure to check out the events and see all of the upcoming events that we have. I am back in the office and I put on my nice beach shirt to try to get back in the mood for this episode. Hopefully you guys are watching it on YouTube. Otherwise, if you're listening to it on the podcast, then just know that we are definitely having a nice cocktail and we're going to be enjoying our time at the beach again soon. Okay, that's it. I will let you guys dive into today's episode.
All right, Mark Clare here with Expat Money. I am at Mikkel's birthday with Mark and Hazel. How are you guys?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. There's two of you here. I'm going to ask where you're from, but I'm just bringing this on you. I got to know, how did you guys first meet and where?
Oh, my God. We met many, many years ago, like in 30 years ago.
Wow.
At uni.
Oh,
in England. England.
Oh, okay.
I know.
And we have a big history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've lived in England, Germany, Australia.
And now we're nomads.
Yeah.
So when did you guys first get the expat bug? Did you get that together? Did one of you pull in one direction?
I think that's part of the great thing is that we're on the same page, right? Uh-huh. So
we both studied language at the university, right? So we're open to new cultures and we like experiencing life in other countries. So we've done that as a couple for in England,
long time, right?
And Germany and Australia, and now we're just experiencing it somewhere else.
So for us, it's now easy to leave because we had 14 years in Germany, 14 in Australia, so it's easy to leave and go somewhere.
Very cool. And you guys live right now where?
We sort of live in Mexico. We got residency in Mexico,
okay,
but also live in Europe in the summer.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. And so what brings you to Panama?
I've been, been in Keller a little while now. We're really enjoying it. We're looking to where we want to get our tax residency. Mexico is a lovely place to live, but not over tax.
We're
down here looking at the place, looking at the properties and trying to work out how to work our life out.
What have your impressions been so far of Panama, the locals, the expat community?
I mean, we've been around South America for a few weeks. Panama looks amazing. We love Panama City, right? We've been here for a couple of days. Like this place as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magic.
One last question. What do you think is the next stop, the next step for you guys on this expat path? Maybe you haven't talked about it yet, but...
Well, we never know, which is the cool thing, right?
We're open. That's to part of the fun, right?
Before we came here, it was a... Panama was a residency option as for on paper, but I think now since we've been here, it's a residency option for actually living here for a few months of the year. And because it's got so much stuff, it's got the hills, the beach, the city. And so I reckon it's selling. It's opened up a whole bunch of other options for us.
Plug it in, man.
All right. Excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Enjoy the party, please.
Thank you, mate. All good.
Thanks so much. Okay. Awesome, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep. Mark Claire here for Expat Money. I am here at Mikkel's birthday party with Chris. Chris, nice to meet you.
You as well.
Chris, where are you from originally before we get into all your expat journey?
I am from Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa, Canada. So how long have you been on this expat journey?
18 months.
18 months. Okay, so still fairly new. And you are a private client of Mikkel's, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, so how did you first come into contact with Mikkel and Expat Money?
Really, I kind of was not... enjoying where Canada was. And
for some reasons, we can probably.
Yeah. So I kind of did a quick Google search and found a couple of options online and booked an appointment. And immediately within 2 days, I had an appointment. The other option didn't work out. It was a 28-day wait. And I did a little more research on that other option. It wasn't really what I wanted anyways. So I spoke with Mikkel, and by that time, I didn't really need to communicate with him much. I said, get me here.
Okay.
And we continued that conversation and never looked back. Honestly, it was a pretty immediate connection as far as I felt very comfortable on what he could achieve for me or help me achieve. And it's been an awesome journey. Still very close friends. 18 months later, I moved to Panama.
And you're already here less than 18 months later.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you were not in the exploratory phase at all. You were ready to act.
To be honest, I actually moved here before ever having been here.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah. And through Mikkel, I actually purchased a property to achieve my residency by investment and without ever having been here.
Sight unseen.
The day I arrived at 5 p.m. The day I arrived, I had dinner that night with Mikkel and a group. And the next day I had my lawyer and a bank account all set up that day, which it's not no small feat to have that done. I hear other people tell me, wow, it took them 8 months. Right. I had that done the day I was here. The first day, full day I was here.
So he made the process like clockwork for you.
Yeah.
Well, last question, since you already live here, I don't get to ask this of everybody. How are you finding living in Panama so far?
I love it.
What do you love best about it?
For me, it's the culture, the people. It's you have to have the right mindset to understand what it is to be here. I see a lot of North Americans that come down, or Westerners, if we will, that maybe expect a different culture, a different response time on stuff. Once you have the right mindset to understand the chills, like they're chill for a reason. Yeah. And just don't have those expectations that you expect someone there that minute. Kind of they're on island time. And as long as you understand that.
Gotta be a little tranquilo about everything, huh?
Absolutely. Right, it's really good. I wouldn't change anything for work hard on your Spanish.
That helps.
My Spanish is pretty decent now. And, you know, I took 8 months of Spanish school and semi-fluent now, and I can get by.
Muy bien.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, I don't want to keep you. It's a great party, but thank you so much. It's been
pleasure,
great talking to you.
And
I'm so glad you were able to accomplish that so fast. It's amazing. All right, Mark Claire here for Expat Money at Mikkel's birthday with Keith.
Yes.
Keith,
hey,
nice to
Mark,
good
to see you again.
Keith, first things first, how did you first come upon Mikkel and become a client of his?
I read his book.
Okay. Expat Secrets?
3.5 years ago. And, you know, reached out to him, had a couple of questions on the book. And shortly thereafter, we were doing a Zoom call and he became a client. My wife and I did pretty much a couple months after that. So it went pretty quickly.
Had you already been thinking about becoming an expat before you got the book, or was that like that kind of pushed you along the journey?
Yeah, so we had been thinking about doing it for 10 years. The way I tell people, because, you know, they ask me the same thing, the book kind of got me like in second gear. And then when I chatted with Mikkel, you know, then I got into third gear. Then we came down here pretty quickly after that, fourth gear, fifth gear. So things just moved along at a very measured pace once we got involved with someone that helped lay the plan out with dates.
Right, right. Not an idea.
Not just a dream, but you know, action.
The dream comes before, and then he helps make that the reality.
Yeah, get things planned out on paper, and then things will happen accordingly.
How did you decide on Panama? Did that become a clear choice very quickly, or were you looking at some other options?
Yeah, we looked at Costa Rica, looked at Mexico. We're residents of Mexico, too, but...
Oh, okay.
And yeah, got that, you know, through Mikhail. But yeah, I'd say with Panama, it was close enough to the U.S. where I could jump on a plane, get back pretty quickly. Uh-huh. Infrastructure was great. You know, the banking system... There's no central bank down here, even though it's on the U.S. dollar. The economy is very strong down here. A lot of pluses, very nice people. Climate is great. I don't mind the heat. So,
have you felt any sort of cultural transition, or how have you seen the culture from where you were before to being here now?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, we didn't really know Spanish that well. Mm-hmm. Knew a little bit. Probably enough to order, you know, dinner. But so we worked on the Spanish a little bit, and that's... Probably the transition has just been getting better at speaking Spanish and being comfortable enough to make mistakes, and people don't really care. If you try, that's all that really matters.
They're a lot more impressed that you're trying than if you're not even...
They absolutely are.
Just going with their home language and not giving them the... You know,
100%.
Keith, any other stops on your expat journey? Are you still now thinking about other residencies, or are you just going to kind of relax and settle in Panama now for a while?
Yeah, Panama's the base. You know, we have Mexico. And yeah, we're looking around elsewhere. We're headed to Spain next month, and then headed to Scotland in July. And we're enjoying the journey for sure.
So it never fully ends.
Never fully ends once you get going.
Well, this party will end eventually, so I want to let you get back to it. Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right, I'm here with Bert, who is a member of The Hub, our private group. Bert, Welcome to Panama, first of all.
Thank you.
Where are you from originally, and how did you first kind of get on your expat journey?
Well, I live in Seattle, originally from the Netherlands, but grew up in the USA. And I found Mikkel somewhere around 3 years ago online. I don't remember exactly how, but I started following him. And then already being married to a Colombian who lived in Panama kind of sparked my interest. And when the Panama tour last year came around, we went on that. And so I learned more. And with everything that's been going on in the world and the USA, we got more interested in finding other options for living. And so Panama and Colombia are the ones that we are pursuing.
So you're currently pursuing residency in Colombia and Panama?
Yes.
Or are you trying one first and then the other? What's the order look like? Or both at the same time?
Both at the same time,
So is it kind of just whichever one happens first? Or do you have a preference? Of where was one going to be more of a residency, I'm curious about.
We're still working on which one.
Okay. So right now, just trying to open up the options and then see which one is, you know, maybe the place to stay, or maybe you bounce back and forth.
Yeah. Doing travel, visiting different places, seeing what we like, trying to determine what kind of lifestyle we want. And we don't have the answers yet.
Okay. Well, it's all part of the journey.
I'm
curious, what are some of the differences you're seeing in the possibilities between Panama and Colombia? Obviously, taxation will probably be a big one, but I'm curious, what are the factors you're looking into?
I think it comes down to personal preference more than anything else. Mm-hmm. Panama is more expensive. Colombia is a lot cheaper in a number of different ways, which is attractive. We like both. Panama's smaller. There's more variety of environment in Colombia. So we're working on that too.
Yeah. And lastly, just... What do you think of the beach here at Playa Caracol?
Oh, it's beautiful.
My first time here myself, so.
It's beautiful. The waves are incredible today, actually.
We're going to be making waves here all night. Bert, thank you so much. I'll let you get back to the party. Appreciate it. Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm here at Playa Caracol with Dallas. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too.
Well, Dallas, first of all, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Oklahoma, but I've lived in a lot of different states across the United States, all the way to Hawaii, Anchorage, Colorado.
All right, so when did you first get a little bit of that expat itch, and how did you come across Mikhail and Expat Money?
It's probably 2015, actually.
Wow.
That I started getting the itch and started listening to things, and I've been listening to Mikhail for many years now and finally came out to meet him. So, but at least 3 years I've been listening to him.
So. Is this your first time in Panama?
Oh, this is my third or fourth time now.
Okay, so have you been exploring this as for residency?
Yes, I actually am a resident.
You are a resident. Okay, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
So how did your residency process go? Did Mikhail help you through that?
He referred me to someone who helped me through it, yeah.
Did you get it recently or did you get it earlier?
I got it earlier before they changed
the 5,000 one.
Yes, okay. I got the bargain.
You get another handshake for being ahead of the game.
I got the bargain. Yeah.
As we know, it requires a lot more now. All the more reason to act for people in here that are interested. So, but you're still living in the United States and coming back and forth a little bit. Do you plan to make a full move to Panama as a full-time resident eventually, or are you just kind of using it as a residency for now?
I'm using it for a residency. I'm planning on getting my citizenship. Okay. And I'm sure I'll be back and forth at least for, you know, vacation and fun. I may make it a permanent home. I haven't quite decided yet.
Well, on that note, how have you found the culture and the people of Panama in particular when you have been here?
I've been really surprised. People of Panama are very friendly, and I've always felt safe here. I think it's a wonderful culture, a lot better than where I've lived at in the past.
No doubt about that. Well, Dallas, there's a fun party going on. I don't want to keep you from it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
I am here at Mikhail's birthday party with Shelly. Shelly, pleasure to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
How are you? I believe from talking to you guys moments ago behind the scenes, you've been a client of Mikhail's for about a year or so, is that right?
It'll be a year in April.
A year in April. Great. So how did you first come across Mikhail's?
We were listening to some podcasts about expat living, international living, and we were just really impressed with what he had to say, his whole demeanor.
Very good.
So we reached out.
And you've been a pretty quick pathway because you said you reached out about a year ago, and now you're already, correct me if I'm wrong, a Panamanian resident.
We are.
Wow, amazing.
Our first meeting with Mikhail was in April, and Mikhail said, I'll go as fast as you guys want to go fast. Mm. And he was amazing. We just set up weekly meetings and we came with the list and he'd answer the questions and give us things to go off and do. And we went off and do them and we come back the next week. And so we just kept moving through because we had a goal we wanted to achieve. Mm. And he was just there with us every step of the way.
And where are you from originally?
Canada.
Canada, okay. Yeah. I mean, I could ask you why, but we know there's a long list. We don't have all day.
Yeah,
But I think we can imagine some of the reasons. Were you thinking about being an expat for a long time, or was it some of those more recent events that really pushed you further along so fast?
No, actually, we were halfway through two-thirds of the way through our career, looking at retirement. So for the last number of years, each winter, we would go off and check out different locations. And we were actually in Costa Rica the year before, and we had been in Nicaragua. And we reached out to Mikhail specifically because we wanted to work with somebody that could fast track it. And we just didn't want mistakes and issues and things to deal with. And we've been totally satisfied.
Great. Well, amazing. And lastly, how are you finding Panama and the transition and the culture so far?
We love it. We absolutely love it because there's enough of everything to go around. If you want to be chill, if you want to be beach, if we're living up in the mountains, if you want to meet expats, if you want to work and do something with locals, it's all here, everything.
Right. Well, it's all here and it's all here at the party too. So I'm going to let you get back to it, but thank you so much, Shelly. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. I am here now with the man, the myth, the legend, Rafa. How are you? Rafa, tell us a little bit about yourself. How do you know Mikhail? What are you doing here in Panama at the birthday party?
I am from Spain and I met Mikhail in this trip. But I met him online through Fernando, my partner. We have a project in Paraguay, a residential project. And we had the pleasure of meeting Mikhail and all of the whole team. And we've been in touch with each other because Mikhail is actually one of our investors there. And he invited us to his birthday party here, and here we are.
Well, I think there is cause to celebrate, because correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, it wasn't that long ago. I want to say a few weeks ago, you did a webinar presenting what you're selling there in Paraguay. Those things flew off the shelves.
Exactly. I mean, we were so impressed. We had a webinar, as you say, a couple of weeks ago, and it was so pleasant to see so many people interested, so many people knocking on our door, and even some people even visiting our project in Paraguay right away and coming over. So we did quite a few sales, and so happy to have this new Canadian angle and new neighborhood with Canadian people in our project. And hopefully we will build it up from now.
There's going to be a whole Canadian enclave there, right?
100%.
Lastly, have you been to Panama before, by the way?
I had been here a couple of times, like laying over the city, but this is my first time in the countryside and I'm loving it.
And how are you finding us being here at the party with people of all sorts of different walks of life that are all expats and all on a similar journey in some way?
Well, it's amazing to find people that have your basically same profile, and they are travelers and they're curious and they ask questions that normal people don't normally ask, and to be on the same page, so to speak. So interesting to hang around with you guys.
Very much.
And then, well, to me, it's been so surprising to find out that such a marvelous site. The project is amazing.
Yeah, we need to talk more about this beach because I've never been to Playa Caracol. I don't know if you've been here before. This place is incredible.
I mean, the beach is outstanding. Outstanding. I think it has so much potential.
Yeah, you don't see white sand like this everywhere.
No, you don't.
At least not nowadays. Rafa, amazing party, so I want to let you get back to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I'm here with Sophia. Sophia, how are you?
Nice to meet you, Mark.
Sophia, you were telling me a little bit about your story earlier. I know you've been in Panama for a little while. Why did you first decide to come to Panama?
Because I had been here before and I liked it. I liked the infrastructure of the place. I like the variety you get in the area. I like the city and the variety you have there of the cultures, the restaurants, the entertainment. And actually a lot more than that, but I came from Costa Rica, which is also beautiful, but there's just a little bit of a faster pace here.
So you were already an expat from your native country of New Zealand before you came over here to Panama. So why did you leave originally? What first sort of sparked that bug?
I actually am very well traveled and lived overseas already four times or five times in five different places. But I left in 2017 because of health reasons. I cannot do the winters in New Zealand because I have a spine problem. It's very painful for me.
Oh, wow.
And the stem cell treatment I did was based either in the Cayman Islands, Mexico, or Costa Rica. That got me over this part of the world.
Because of regulations and whatnot, you can't get those in places like where you and I are from, I suppose.
Like my doctor was in Houston. One was in Houston and one was in San Juan in Costa Rica.
Wow.
So that got me very well traveled. Yeah.
And how did you first meet Mikhail and end up here with us today?
Look, through the website and just interest from being an expat. And then we started talking last April, I think. Maybe a little bit before that. And then we've been working together on a few things since about November last year.
Very cool.
It's going well.
Very cool. Yeah. Sophia, so nice to meet you. Enjoy the party.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm here with Fernando.
Yes,
great to meet you. Fernando. I don't think you know Mikhail too long, but it's been a pretty recent relationship. So how did you first come into contact with Mikhail? What are you guys working on?
Well, we got into contact like in October. I was more in contact with Susan organizing. I really didn't know who Mikhail was, and I was so impressed. Then I started digging, seeing what he was doing. We were introduced by some German friend, no? And we met in Paraguay. And in Paraguay, together with some wine on one of the best days of our life, we started thinking about or discussing what was my experience and so on. I see that we have many things alike, no? So we're just now focusing in showing what Paraguay has good for the expat community, and getting to know and show the rest of the people why there is good in this country and some real estate projects that are ongoing right now, as some others that we will be launching in this year as well.
And you're an expat yourself, is that correct? Where are you from originally?
Yeah, I'm originally from Spain. Okay, but I've been doing business in South America for 15 years, but specifically in Paraguay since 11 years. And every year that comes, I'm digging in a bit more in Paraguay because I see how many things, no? So I didn't know I was an expat, like you guys say that I'm an expat. I'm very much an expat myself,
Until you heard the word, like, I guess that is me.
Yeah, I learned it.
Would you call Paraguay your new home, or is it possible you might venture off?
All our expats, we have the capacity to find homes everywhere, no?
Right,
so I land in Madrid and I feel at home, and I land in Asunción and I feel that lovely chaos and that lovely potential, and I feel at home as well, no?
Are you feeling it here in Panama too?
I'm starting to feel like that because there's a lot of similarities, but we don't have this.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
I can get used to that.
The white sands.
I can't
get over it.
No. This project is amazing.
Right. Well, Fernando, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's enjoy.
Very good. All right, I'm here with Joshua Sheets. Joshua, great to finally meet you in person,
indeed,
by the way.
And you as well.
Yes, and you've done already one conference with Mikhail last month in Panama. Is that the first time you met Mikhail?
It wasn't the first time I met him, but it was the first time we'd done a conference together.
Why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you guys did there for those who don't know, and then we can talk a little bit more about Panama here.
Yeah. Mikhail and I hosted a Panama investment tour, and this was my first time working with Mikhail. I invited a bunch of members of my audience, and every single person loved it. The experience was great. Mikhail had the great people, had a phenomenal itinerary that kept us interested every single time, every single day, in all new activities. It had the perfect amount of continuity, great focus on Panama, as well as a great amount of diversity. I got nothing but great reviews from it.
Was Playa Caracol, was this part of that tour?
It was part of it,
your first time here.
We stayed here, we toured the facilities. Every time it gets better, they're building it faster and faster.
I'm curious too then from your perspective, because I know things have moved really fast here. Have you seen a lot of progress even just from when you were here 2 months ago?
Yeah, you can see that everything is getting filled in. They're making progress, getting the units ready, all kinds of progress.
Joshua, I'm curious, where are you on your own expat journey yourself? Are you somewhere on that path?
Yeah, so I left the United States and expatriated. I live all around the world. My first entree into the world of expatriation came with the classic PT theory. So I became aware of the idea of being a perpetual traveler. And my wife and I and our now 5 children kind of started to do that all around the world.
Amazing. Where are you? Are you based out of anywhere in particular right now?
Or we travel quite a lot.
Are you trying not to commit to where I'm from?
I try not to commit to where I'm from.
Very cool. Lastly, how are you enjoying being at this party and mingling with so many like-minded people?
It's fantastic. I flew in just for the party. Mikhail told me he did it, and I looked at some of his videos, and I said, I want to be there for the next one. So here I am.
All right, Joshua, so great meeting you. Enjoy the party. Appreciate it.
All right, we're here with the morning after edition, you might say, here in Playa Caracol. I am with Justin. Justin, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
So Justin, first things first, where are you from?
I'm from Oregon.
Oregon, all right.
Yes.
So what brings you down here to Panama?
I always had an interest in Panama. I came down last month with Mikel in the Flying By tour and checked it out for about a month, and he invited me back to the birthday. So, yeah.
It was Did you stay for amazing. A month the first time?
Yes, I stayed for one month.
And then
month
you came right back. Huh?
I went to Colombia for a month, and then I came back here.
Okay.
Mikel said, go to Colombia and come back for my birthday. So I did.
Perfect.
That was wonderful.
And are you currently still physically based in Oregon? Like, where are you on your expat journey?
Yeah, I am currently still have a lot of roots in Oregon, still there and learning where is my plan B, where do I go next? Where do I diversify some of my net worth? So
these past couple of months between Panama and Colombia, is one of them pulling at you a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely.
Do tell. Or keep it to the hip if you need to.
Yeah, it's still hard.
There's no pressure here.
They're still close to proximity, but they're very, very different countries.
Absolutely.
So Panama has a ton of benefits and
a lot on the tax side and that sort of thing.
It's very easy. I think it's super easy for the North American mindset to come here versus Colombia. You're going to need to know some Spanish. You're a bit more on your own. And residency and all that stuff's very, 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 very different than Panama. So Panama's been very good. It's hard to say which one do I like more. And I just spent a month in each, and I'm fresh off Colombia. So.
Right.
And I went around a motorbike for 1 week.
Oh, very
cool.
That
was wonderful.
Did you go to different parts of Panama?
Yeah.
On your own on the bike?
I hired a motorbike tour guy. So I followed him around the whole country. Cool.
What was your favorite part of the country that you saw outside of Panama City?
Oh, the beaches north, the Playa Venato and some of the north beaches.
Do they have the white sands that we have here at Playa Caracol?
It's similar, yes. Similar. It's not as white as this.
Yeah.
It will be more brown.
So Justin, what's the next step? Going back to Oregon soon? Are you going to be able to stay traveling for a bit more?
I have a flight back. And then
you don't sound that excited about
it. I'm not that excited. I've been a couple of months outside of the country, so my perspective has definitely changed starting with this trip. And I've spent 3 months off of the mainland. So now my whole perspective has changed on what do I want. And my daughter's at an age that she can be on her own more. Mm-hmm. And she's off university. I can do my next chapter. What's my next chapter of life look like? That's what I'm in right now.
Right.
So it definitely involves a lot of travel and living out of a backpack for a little while.
Is that maybe the next step for you is get back to Oregon somewhat, you know, experience that culture shock and then sort of reassess and look back on your time and then think about where to go next?
Yeah, some of the cool things about meeting people at this last night was hearing people's stories about going home, selling all their stuff, and then relocating.
Right.
And that's one of the things I've learned is like less is more.
Yes.
And I've lived out of a backpack now for 3 months. So it's...
And you're probably not missing a lot of the stuff that you have back there, I'm going to guess.
No, it all feels very heavy. And it would be nice. I've had thoughts about going home, selling everything, and just coming in to have, you can have a really good life here. There's a lot of places in the world, but Panama especially. Yes.
Well, Justin, it's the morning after the party, so I don't want to keep you for too long.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a great time. Thank you.
All right. I am here with Claude. Claude, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Well, first things first, Claude, where are you from originally?
I am from Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Born in Geneva, speak French, but make my life in Zurich, so speak German and English.
How many languages do you speak in total?
In total, 3 fluently, and little bit Spanish I have to learn, and some Thai also.
Well, Claude, we're a long way from Switzerland. What are you doing here in Panama? How long have you been here?
Okay, and what I'm doing, I'm retired, so...
Jealous?
Yes, I got a pensionado, so jubilados visa, pensionado, it's really... easy. Mm-hmm. I came to Panama because I was living in Thailand. I had to go back to Switzerland during the pandemic, and I had a visa for Thailand, but They refused me re-entry because it was not a proper visa type.
Huh.
So I said, plan B is Panama, activate plan B.
Okay.
1 week later, I was here.
His plan A kind of turned me away, so.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, and 1 week later, I was here. Just, you know, booked the ticket, Air France, KLM at the time, and flew over.
Claude, so how have you been finding Panama so far?
Very well. So for me, Panama is a highlight. It is easy. It's really an easy country after Thailand. Thailand, it's a lot of paperwork always. Here, I came here, no paper, no nothing, huh? Just stamp in the airport.
Wow.
Called the lawyer from Mr. Fachin, and he told me, okay, I need this, I need this. I knew already. We made an appointment to know each other. Then I let paper come from Switzerland, UPS, DHL. And 3 months later, 4 months later, I had my permanent residency.
Right. And how long have you known Mikhail and Expat Money?
So, Mikhail, I learned in the internet already 3 years, at least 3 years, but only, you know, his videos and conference and things. And then he opened last summer, he opened the hub.
Yes. Oh, are you a hub member?
Yes.
Fantastic.
And then I said, okay, really an interesting guy. So let's fork out the $900. And I was a hub member. I couldn't come last year because I was not here. But this year I said I can.
So Claude, do you think Panama is the last stop for you? Or are you still going to maybe travel around, other residencies?
Look, I'm not the youngest, but as long as I can walk, I will travel.
Well, you seem like you have the energy to me, so.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm 71.
Wow.
Yes, going 72.
And, well, you're looking spry, Claude.
I'm quite well. So it is, Panama will certainly stay my permanent, my primary residency. It's because Europe is not that far.
Yeah.
You can go here to Mexico,
It's a great hub for anywhere you want to go.
The hub is excellent.
Whether it's
really
across the globe to the international airport or locally.
Yes, it is really excellent situation, location. I like the country. I like the people here. It's different than Thailand, but once you understand the ways here, and you can make up, 80-20% Pareto's rule.
Uh-huh, right.
It is, it's working. It's working for me. I can only say if you adapt, then I can adapt.
Well, Claude, I can say you seem very happy here to me. Like it's working out great.
Yes, it's great. So Panama is a great city and a great country because what I really liked also is the north. I was in Boquete, and I was twice in Bocas del Toro. My daughter came to Boquete. She really enjoyed, 2 years ago, she really enjoyed Boquete and Bocas del Toro. And it is great places also to be a little bit higher in the mountain. I mean, here, just over here, Valle de Anton is fantastic also.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I was with my gym. So in Panama, I make every month an outing. And we went to Cerro de la Silla, if you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we climb up and fantastic to hike. It's really nice. And I have a few more projects like this. Also in Boquete, there's trails you can do for 2 days, 3 days. So you don't do it alone. But it's nice. Nice waterfalls.
you got any kind of landscape you could desire around here. Except maybe snow, but that's okay.
This is why I'm not here. I'm not in Switzerland. I don't like snow.
That's a benefit in this case.
For me, it's a benefit.
Thank you so much. It's been great meeting you. I'll let you get back to the beach, but pleasure meeting you, Claude.
Yes, thank you.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Join me on May 13th to the 21st on our Paraguay Investors Tour. Earlier this year, I unveiled an exciting real estate project in Paraguay that sold out in 1 day. Now, you can come down to Paraguay side by side with me to learn about what everyone was so excited about and even see new exciting projects you can participate in. We will also examine residency, banking, safety, and many other important aspects of a proper Plan B. Join us for this luxury tour to Paraguay on May 13th to the 21st, and tickets include all food, alcohol, transport, activities, hotel stay, and domestic flights. For more information, please email Susan James from my team at trips@expatmoney.com or visit our tours page at expatmoney.com. Email trips@expatmoney.com for more information. All Expat Money subscribers are welcome to join me for this trip. Seats are filling up fast. Email trips@expatmoney.com.